Now then, stand by for history as it happens. As we bring you another authentic recreation of an outstanding event in history. The date, October 29th, 1901. The place, the Canadian border. The event, the first successful attempt to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. All things are as they were then, except that
you is there.
Good evening, everybody. Lowell Blanchard speaking. And again, I'm about to bring you another epoch-making event ripped from history's living flank. And someday they'll laugh at that line, Nelson. Yes, in just a few minutes, we shall witness another tribute to man's boundless courage and indomitable heroism. As here before our very eyes, one of the greatest daredevils of all time will go over Horseshoe Falls on the Canadian side in an ordinary barrel, 4.5 feet high and 2 inches in diameter. Yes, Nelson, his is a name that will surely go down in history, along with other such intrepid heroes as Admiral Farragut, Trader Vic, and Captain Hideous. But now I see the vast throng gathered here today is surging forward in a fever pitch of excitement. So from his vantage point high atop the falls, let's call in the Dean of American Correspondence, H.V. Bogardus.
Good evening, H.V. Bogardus speaking. Today the nation is filled with anticipation, speculation, contemplation, acceleration, and elation. As I see it, the tissue of the issue seems to be, will this man go over the falls in a barrel, or will he end up over a barrel? That is the question. Or to put it another way, what good is happiness if you can't buy money? Good night.
Good evening, everybody, again. Lowell Blanchard once more, and as the tension mounts here, we're taking our microphones to the brink of the falls, where we're going to interview in person the heroic adventurer who is going to risk his life in a rare demonstration of courage and daring. And here he is, that bold, fearless, dynamic, rugged, two-fisted, dauntless daredevil, Shipwreck Bogardus. Shipwreck Bogardus, our hats are off to you today.
Thank you, Mr. Blanchard. And don't think it isn't a glorious thrill for me to be here today, too. You mind if I sit down? I'm pooped.
Shipwreck, we know that risking your life is nothing new to you. Could you tell us some of the other narrow escapes you've had?
Oh, yes, indeed. There was a time I caught a lightning bolt right in the middle of Market Street.
My goodness, your life was hanging by a single thread.
Yes, and so were my pants.
Shipwreck, how about the time you conquered the dizzying heights of Mount Eversharp?
Yes, how about that? I'll never forget the feeling I got when I reached the top of that mountain and sat down. Suddenly I jumped up. Every nerve a tingle.
You felt an inspiration?
No, an open safety pin. Those things are painful, I'll tell you.
Thank you, Shipwreck Bogardus, and good luck. Good evening, everybody, again. And now the thrilling moment is actually at hand, ladies and gentlemen. Shipwreck Bogardus is lowering himself into the barrel, inside of which is concealed a microphone. The barrel is being sealed. There it goes into the rapids, and as it heads downstream, caught in the rush of the river's current, it races closer and closer to the edge of the falls. 50 yards, 40 yards, 30 yards, 20 yards, 10, 5, and there he goes, over the falls!
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, the barrel, it's bouncing around at the bottom of the falls. It looks bad. An ominous hush has fallen over the crowd here. If the occupant of that barrel survived, it's a miracle. And we'll soon know. I'm switching on the concealed microphone within the barrel. I'm turning up the volume. And now...
Hello from the inside of the barrel. Here's my first exclusive. We made it.
Date, October 29th, 1901. The place, the Canadian border. The event, the first successful attempt to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. What kind of a day was it? A day just like any other day, except that you was there.